The company L3 is reshuffling its business portfolio again. The company's looking for alternatives for its national security solutions business, and L3's aerospace systems may have the same fate. It's the second major reshuffling for the company in the past 3 years. Jesse Holler is a quantitative analyst for Bloomberg Government, my first guest on Industry Chatter today, and looking at how this move might portend what is happening in the services business aspect of government contracting. Jesse, it's great to have you on the program. What do we know about what is driving the reshaping of the services market in general right now? Thanks for coming on today, Jesse.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thanks for having me, Francis. So overall in the services industry market, what we're seeing is there's a general trend away from the big systems providers. They have these lock-on services pieces. Lockheed Martin had IS&GS. They've recently announced that there's going to be a portfolio shaping or strategic review of that segment. As you mentioned previously, L3 had a segment that they spun off called Engility. SAIC did something very similar, where they actually did something strange, where they gave the old name to the services company and then spun off that piece and then renamed their major segment Leidos. What we're seeing in this segment is that the margins are being constrained. A lot of what they're providing is really commoditized. And so over time, the margins are eroding. It's becoming really, really competitive. And it's dilutive to the overall margin of the general business. And so the guys who are big, like Lockheed Martin, and have these platforms, have higher margin areas, they want to get rid of this segment they see as, you know, not necessarily up to snuff.
You write specifically in the briefing that we have linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth about the reshuffling at L3. Any sense of why they're doing this so soon after they've done it the last time? This is the second time in just a couple of years, it appears.
Yeah, that is actually part of the analysis that I conducted and that you linked to. What we see is that they had really segmented two pieces, the piece that they spun off as Engility, and then a piece that they relabeled NSS, or the National Security Solutions. They thought NSS was going to have higher margins, so they spun it off, or they spun off the other portion. And what you see is that NSS actually had higher margins historically, but then over time the margins have fallen, and they've really been in line with what we see from Engility, because Engility is a publicly traded company. So recently they've been doing this strategic review again, as has the whole defense sector, and they said, you know what, this doesn't really make sense for us to have. If you look at the other core areas that we have electronic systems, we have aerospace systems, communication systems. This is really the only services piece that we have. The other areas also have really pretty substantial margins, between 9% and 10%. Electronic systems actually did gangbusters last quarter. They had almost had a 12% margin. Aerospace systems has been a little bit depressed over time, but management sees that coming back. So really NSS is the outlier in their portfolio. And they say, you know what, we need to get rid of this. We need to, focus L3 for the future.
This feels like a bounce back from where we were 3 to maybe 5 years ago, where companies thought and engaged in a strategy of let's diversify and let's get into a little bit as many different areas as we can. Now it sounds like we're seeing a lot more specialization. Is that a fair read on my part?
I think there is specialization in the IT market for sure, because it's lower margin. The commoditized portion is definitely becoming this place where you have to get scale and you have to have investors that are willing to take this lower return. Some place that's not necessarily the same is in the intelligence community. People who have intelligence work are holding on to that and building that business. It tends to be a little bit higher margin. It tends to be not as cost constrained because there's such a need for it and it's so highly specialized and highly valued. Something that's interesting, though, is it's only in the tech services division. When you see with Lockheed Martin, they acquired Sikorsky. They diversify there because they also have a missiles division. They also have a training division, and they see those as all providing synergy for one another. So if a customer buys Sikorsky helicopter, they can buy the training that goes along with it from that one division. They can also buy the tack on stealthiness equipment that they need, or the missiles and fire control that they have to use. And I think that's where L3 is going as well, where they want to be more of a systems provider and an overall integrator rather than just a services provider.
Is it really just the money pressure that is driving these companies, at least maybe not all the way out of the services business, but for those that are scaling back as well, is it just the thinning margins? And I imagine that's driven by sequestration and the smaller budgets all overall.
Yeah, I mean, some of it is driven by sequestration. The overall dynamics of the market have changed to really constrain margin. And in reality, it is a margin play. So if you look at L3, right, the lowest margin unit they have is NSS. And within aerospace systems, which is another piece of their portfolio, they have a thing called logistics solutions, which is a services business as well. And that margin is really low. And when they got questioned about it on their investor call, they said that both of those areas are under strategic review and that they think that they, you know, are going to do something with them. Similar thing to Lockheed. I mean, that's the most recent one, is IS&GS, very similar size to the rest of its business units, by far the lowest margin. They spun it off.
You, we talked a little bit about the Lockheed deal and the acquisition of Sikorsky and the interest, at least, in exiting the services business. Is this a trend that we are just kind of at the beginning of, or do you think this is the height of whatever activity we're going to see in the services business?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's been a lot of activity already this year. There's a couple other players, maybe Raytheon, maybe Northrop, have some service industry or some services businesses that they have that maybe could go under some type of review if they don't win really big contracts coming up. Something that you've seen previously, though, was take, for example, Excellus, right? Excellus spun off its services business under Vectrus. Once it spun that off, Harris took another look at Excellus and said, hey, this company looks really interesting, and they ended up acquiring Excellus and pretty much doubling the size of their portfolio. Something similar might happen within the tech services industry, where you have all of these little guys that have been spun off from the bigger parents. Once IS&GS or whatever derivative that is that Lockheed decides to spin off, they're probably going to become the big dog in the tech services sector. So all these little guys, they're either going to have to be acquired or grouped together to gain the scale and be competitive within the overall tech services space.
The more things change, the more they stay the same, it sounds like, with smaller companies trying to band together to compete with the big boys. It's just who the big boys are changes, I suppose.
Exactly. And it's always a cycle, right? So in the future, you might see that margins start to go up again because the government wants specific things, and then they become more attractive to these big players, and there's this huge reshuffle once again.